We're back at Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat and Shelly Hartman here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And yeah, and a special Blueberry Chick this morning. Yes. Russell, good morning to you, Lois.
Good morning.
Yeah, she's a very special Blueberry Chick. She is. For sure.
So absolutely.
We're back with, from what I've been informed, the last one in a while, we've got another episode of Treats Treats.
Yep. Treats. This will be the last one
Treats,
for a while.
Treats, what do you have for us?
Well, we're going to start with blueberry tea.
Ooh, blueberry
iced tea. Iced tea.
Okay.
Yeah, you can make it hot. Tea. And I did put a little sugar in there.
It's
to
so
me,
good.
I like me some southern sweet tea.
That would certainly help most teas.
Yeah,
really
right?
Good. You can really taste the blueberry flavor in there.
I thought so, too. It's called a ice wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the technique that they use to process the black tea that they have.
Okay.
And it's very cute little tea bags, and it's one tea bag per cup,
and
where it comes out perfect.
And where do you get
just perfect.
This?
Oh, I wonder. let's see. There's a couple places.
Can you find those at the Blueberry Store?
Yes.
.com.
Blueberrystore.com.
Or downtown.
Or physically.
1-877-654-2400. Let's just get that out of the way, too.
There you go. I love
and
that.
And I did use this a while back in the videos for brining pork.
Yes.
We had a pork loin, and we brined it, and it was really good.
And it comes really in a good. Cute container,
cute little
too.
Container.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favorite teas down there.
It smells kind of blueberry-ish rather than tea.
Yeah.
I'll
more
pass
blueberry.
It around a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, good.
Yeah, let me check
it
out.
Smell
good.
Give it the radio
I
sniff
that
test.
Right.
The radio sniff test.
Oh, it smells very good.
Yeah, it does. Real smooth, doesn't it?
And like you said, this little container is adorable.
Yeah, I thought so too. It's a little blue and...
I've got two fists. I'm drinking already this morning. I'm
two-fisted this
drinker.
Morning already. What am I smelling this?
Yeah.
Yes, it does smell very good. I did take a sniff of it earlier.
Okay.
And speaking of the White House, I mean, excuse me, sorry.
Oh, stop.
And then in the Shelly's other hand, she has a cute little glass with our blueberry ice cream that I made a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was really good plain.
Oh, this is good.
And now I put their blueberry soda in it. So it's a little fizzy. So it's a blue cow.
Yeah.
And we used to call black cows the root beer and vanilla ice cream. So this one to me is a blue cow.
I love
it. Or what would you call it? A float? Or what do you call those?
Yeah.
Blueberry float.
Blueberry
float. Yeah. And I think it's so good and so easy,
cute
especially
too,
for
right?
the blueberry season.
Yeah.
Garnish it with some fresh blueberries and the ice cream and
perfect.
You know,
and
I mean,
the hot weather we had the other day.
Oh my gosh.
My word.
Yeah.
That would have been soothing.
No, it is. And like, it's a good idea for restaurants that they could just incorporate something so easy as this. You know, for the Blueberry Festival and have it on their menu.
That's right, because that ice cream was made with frozen blueberries.
Yeah.
And it was so easy. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you could also just make it with regular vanilla and then add what you're holding. Oh, what are you holding in your
I'm
hand?
I'm holding the prime prize here for Rob.
Those look like
I brought these to Rob today. A 5-pound box, freshly picked,
right?
Packed today.
Exactly.
Where do I rate?
So fresh.
Yeah. So I used them in a lot of the recipes as toppings, just because they're fresh and
we'll
does
get a picture so
it does make
it
all look good and it does taste good. That's the other part.
Yes, you pick opened, and we have been so busy out there, and we're now the blue crop are ready if people want to pick their own. But we've had already picked in the you pick for since July 1st, so 6 days now. Gosh, where does time go?
Yeah.
And they're for sale out there. You can get them for $14.50 for a 5-pound box. And the U-Pick is $1.90 a pound if you'd like to pick them yourself.
That's
we have
not bad at all.
A bunch of ice cream. Oh, my gosh. They got this blueberry waffle cone out there.
Oh, no.
It's all mixed together.
There goes my diet.
I know. It's so good.
But once in a while doesn't hurt.
I do miss my ice cream.
Little
you
splurge.
Know, I don't eat it like
that's
I
right.
used to.
Yeah, exactly. You can come on out and have ice cream with me anytime.
And you can have a handful of blueberries instead of the second scoop.
That's right.
Something like that, you know.
And, you know,
compromise.
We did the refresh out there, and everybody that walks in like, wow, I love it. And that stuff, we are selling so many.
It looks like the place is twice as big.
Yeah, it's so cute out
just
there.
Just have to come see.
Anybody, come on out.
The flow goes well. You know, you're not...
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of room for people that are getting their buckets and the kids getting their ice cream and adults.
Do we have to get any of these things tested in this
sorry.
First segment here?
Sorry.
Because we're that quote is fantastic.
Rob's it really
hungry.
Is.
Rob's,
it is.
Rob's
no, not
hungry.
Necessarily. I've got to keep the show on track.
Oh, right. Come on. Oh, we're on a timeline. We're on a schedule.
Yes.
During blueberry season, well, there is no schedule or timeline.
You want to do the taco first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's a beef short
Tell
rib.
Mr. Landucker that. I can only go so long.
All right, Paul, if you're listening.
With your True Blue barbecue sauce. I put a little bit of canned potato in there just because it was in my cabinet. And it has a little bit of horseradish in it just
there
to make it.
Does.
Is it too strong?
Nope.
Okay.
Is that pickled?
Oh, yeah. Pickled onion
is
on top because they do that these days.
Who's they?
Restaurants.
Oh, okay.
And others and me.
That's very good.
Who's there?
Ooh. It does have that zip with that horseradish, though.
Okay, maybe.
If you're not ready for it. Well, no, horseradish is one of those things that you just have to be ready for.
Yeah.
If you don't know that it's in something, it's like, whew, it's just a little smack right in the nostril.
You're right. Yeah, and it does clean it a little bit. So is barbecue good on a taco?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very.
Right, a little street taco. It wasn't a big one. I put some fresh blueberries on there.
I'm getting a picture so I can send it to the blueberry chicks.
It's nice and messy, for sure.
Cool. Well, that they're supposed to be.
Well, that's why you always look good on radio.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's very hard to put it together and eat it well.
Are we going to try one of these before? Because we've only got about 30 seconds left in this segment here.
No, I think
we
can
wait for the next
second
one?
Time.
Okay. We will wait. And what are we going to try when we come back?
Well, we have ramen noodle salad and a pork salad.
Okay. That's what we're going to try. Yeah.
Maple glazed pork.
Exactly. Mm. So, like we talked earlier, all these ingredients and the recipes you can find at theblueberrystore.com. You can also give them a call. You can ask Hillary, who's not here, some questions. 1-877-654-2400. And make sure you get down there and visit that store because they've got a bunch of new stuff. So
yes. Fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We come back, we're going to have more treats on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treating Shelley Hartman and special guest Laura Russin
special.
Here in the
special.
Very,
very,
thank you, ladies.
Very, very special
you.
For sure.
It's so nice of you to sit in with us.
Treat, we got a whole bunch to get through here. So.
Okay, hurry, hurry. All right, well, we left off with the taco, the beef taco, mm-hmm. which was a short rib with the barbecue sauce with mm-hmm. a little horseradish.
Is this one right here?
Nope, you just ate
you
it.
Ate
the
it.
Taco.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
The taco.
Yeah.
So I just put a little piece right by your onion ring.
Nope.
Right
yeah,
there.
That's what we're eating.
Nope.
Next.
By it, next to it, right
this
no, that,
guy.
This. There you go.
this little guy.
The little
yeah,
nacho
so
chip
that's
bowl.
That's the same taco filling as the taco shell or tortilla.
Just in a,
but
or
it's an appetizer. It's a little Tostito little
Tostito
cup.
Bowl, yes. Okay.
So right. So I thought that was good, and I added some cheddar cheese to that,
that
one.
That is so good.
Isn't it cute and good?
Mm. Cute and good.
And good.
I
so
love
you don't
that.
Have to have it in a taco. You can put it in a nacho. You can have a chip or
yeah,
I just happen
like
to have those.
Yeah, bite size. You could just pre-make them and have them on a tray.
Yeah.
And, no, they're great.
I would suggest if someone didn't like the pickled onions that leave those off.
Yeah.
I would probably do it without the pickled onion.
Okay.
But it's good with.
It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I'm not used to pickled onions either, but I see it everywhere. So I thought, I'll give it a shot.
It was a good shot.
Trendy.
It was still, it was
yeah,
still
very
good.
Trendy.
I'm just
very
saying
good.
For my taste, I might go without that.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, it did not have anything with blueberry in it. Now, the next time, it might have our vinaigrette in it.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But I did
uh-huh.
not do it this time. I just ran out of time. It's blueberry season.
It is.
And there is yeah. no scheduler time.
And we don't have a schedule. We work until it's done.
You just do.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So what are we trying next?
Okay. How about the chicken nugget with the onion ring?
Mm-hmm. Are those designed to be ate together in
no,
one bite?
No, it's a
or?
Dip. You just okay. didn't have room on your plate.
Oh, all right. I just wondered.
And I do have more dip if you'd like, if you do like it. And tell me what you think it is.
You know what, Treat? That might actually be good. Because mm-hmm. you were talking nachos. That would almost
oh.
be like a onion ring chicken
yeah, yeah.
blueberry
yeah.
nacho.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, have the onion ring and then put the nugget on top. Mm-hmm. It's really a chicken finger tender, I guess they call them.
That dip is good.
What
it
do you think
so
it's
good.
Made with?
Give applesauce. You one.
Yeah. Yes, it what? Is applesauce.
Blueberry with and, blueberry.
Yeah, the preserves.
It's so good.
A scoop that of that is... in there.
Mm.
And it turned it pinky color.
Like, yeah, but
it
so
is
good.
An interesting color.
Yeah.
It goes, it's for, that's the official sauce of the first annual Ram Salute.
Right.
It's purple. Yes.
It really should be.
It is right. good. It is good. I kind of copied it. I'm not going to take
it's
full
good.
Credit for
Mm-mm.
it. But
it's good.
The blueberry part, I will take credit for. But the other part, I don't know.
And
you,
yeah.
you, didn't
so
invent, you didn't invent applesauce
did
treat.
That. I did not invent applesauce.
Or
it was
sauerkraut.
Here before me. Yeah. Or sauerkraut or pickled onions.
Oh, it's really good.
It is. Okay,
well, did
next.
You take a drink of tea?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, okay.
I keep wanting
no.
to drink that soda. The float was fantastic.
Cleanse our palate a
yeah,
little bit for the
right?
next one.
Uh-huh.
Probably should do that with water.
What are we having
okay,
for the next?
The next one is, how about the ramen noodle one? With the,
yeah.
That's pretty, isn't
that
it?
That looks like an oriental.
It has a
yeah.
can of mandarin oranges on it, carrot, shredded carrot, cabbage. And fresh blueberries.
Onion.
Onions, red onion. And the dressing is our vinaigrette with soy sauce and sesame seed oil.
Out of this world. That is so good.
And then I
good.
Saw that you can toast those ramen noodles for a crouton. I thought,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
no,
nice.
And I thought,
perfect.
Okay.
Those do give a nice crunch.
So you don't, you toast them in the oven, I think, for 8 minutes on 400. And they turn just like that. I crunched them up first. You know, I put them in chunks, like shredded. And it falls apart as you touch them anyway.
That
this
dressing.
Is fabulous.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, my God.
And blueberries go so well with the oranges and the pineapple, you remember?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's perfect.
Yeah, so the fresh is in there. And you can, of course, put the dried in there. That would be good, too.
Wow, and it's colorful. It looks so pretty.
And it would hold up. Put the dressing in the bottom of your bowl. Put all those things in it, and then when you go to the potluck or whatever, toss it. Like you do the Chinese, isn't it? There a salad like that?
Yeah, I mean, I
yeah,
feel like there is. It's so good.
Bring to potluck. Yeah, and it's not real sugary. It's Mm-mm. very healthy, in my opinion.
A great summer salad.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes, it would be, yeah.
Wow.
And the green onions, I think I put some green onions on.
Yeah, they're great. It's
How's the
fresh.
Blueberries in it?
Mm. Awesome.
Popping fresh?
Yeah, popping fresh.
Yeah, they are big.
Big,
they're very nice.
Juicy.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get them?
Well, across the street from where we packed them.
Very good. Very good.
At the U-Pick on County Road 215 at the curve.
That's right.
Treat, good job on going out and picking those blueberries. You did good.
Yes, she oh did. My That's, gosh. You know. Them days are a little bit gone.
Yeah. Oh, you know, though, it is fun to pick blueberries.
It is.
We use it as therapy now.
When you get a bad attitude, you send them out to go...
When I get a bad attitude, I send myself out there, and I just occupy my mind with something else, but it is relaxing.
And we go out there, too. I was just teasing about working for money, I guess, is
right.
what I was
saying. Okay.
My dad made us do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw this. It was kind of funny. It was on a YouTube video. They had, like, this hand rake.
Yeah.
When they were raking, and I'm like, oh, my. And what he said, man, if we had this when I was picking blueberries when I was a kid, you know how much more money...
Oh, yeah.
Would have been made. That was crazy. All right. The next one, please.
The next one is, let's see, the pork. Mm-hmm. It's a salad. I just made it into a salad. You can, of course, put it on a tortilla also. But I brined it in our blueberry maple syrup. And then I added a little bit of maple syrup. Regular full flavor, real maple mm-hmm. syrup, I guess they call it.
With the Ridley's.
With the Ridley's, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Ooh, bacon.
Bacon is on there. So it's kind of a simple salad, stuff that you would have at home.
Yeah.
And the pork was a small little tenderloin, and I brined it in it overnight, and then I roasted it in the oven, probably 45 minutes or so, till it was done, and then sliced it very thin and put it on there. So if you had that for a barbecue sandwich or something like that, it would be really tasty, too, because it's not overpowering. And then the dressing is made with the same the maple syrup, blueberry maple syrup. Gosh, I get it mixed up.
Yeah, it's so authentic. Like, it is good.
It is.
And you wouldn't believe that. I mean, you wouldn't think that. And then I added just some fresh because we have it.
People are always thinking about those things for breakfast, you know, and what we try to help people to understand, you can incorporate any of these value-added products into any meal.
That's we true. Can, That's but you're going to have to add those value-added products in your next segment because we need to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Same time. All right, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelley Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to senior services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Shelly Hartman with two N's. I haven't said that in a long time.
Double N.
And Laura Russin is our very special guest.
Yes.
And Treat's making a dessert, I do believe, while we're going to talk here for a second.
Yes, I think maybe we should talk. We talked a little bit about purple earlier. Maybe we should talk a little bit about purple and gold.
Purple and gold.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You talk about the Ram Salute.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, it's
right up there. One of my favorite topics.
It is. And if you're hearing us now, tickets are now $35 because you waited.
Yep.
Too long.
Yep. Sorry. Yeah.
Procrastination.
Yes, that's what happens. You lose $10, $20. So be it. Know this out there, if you have to pay the $35, it's going to a good cause.
That's right.
It's going for a great party, yep. Which $35 for five bands and karaoke and probably a couple other
surprise
singers that we haven't talked about, mm-hmm. maybe showing up. Coming to hear Medal of Honor recipient kick it all off for us.
Whoa,
that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That. Yeah, so that alone,
yeah.
I mean, $35 just to have a meeting hall or a tent to hang out with is worth it for everybody to get together. So,
Rob,
here you
I
get
went,
a lot
no.
of other stuff
I went
for
through
that.
I went to a drive-thru. Three people here in town. I won't say where. $37
for three people.
Yeah. For three people. Yeah. So you're going to get all of that for $35.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then of course, you might want to bring a little extra money because the food, that gets you
Ooh,
in the door. You're
going
to have to buy your own food there.
And adult beverages.
And adult beverages. And there will be, now, I think we will be giving away water.
Really?
I think so, but I don't know that for sure. I mean, we'll give away tap water, but if you want something out of a bottle, you're going to have to pay for it.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
No, we did talk to Brian.
We're giving away island water.
Yeah.
We'll take a sip out of the
water. If we get a lot of rain, we'll give it away. But
oh,
if not,
my God. That's funny.
But we did talk to Brian, and he is going to have water stations.
That's
you
great.
Know, by the games and by
so
the entertainment.
Important.
That's thoughtful. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and not only that, the last thing we want is to have someone stroke out from the heat. So
it at could least happen.
We say, yeah, it could happen. At least we say we had water for you. Too bad you didn't drink it.
Yeah.
Well, and you can swim.
You can swim to cool
out
down.
There,
of
yes.
course, the pavilion will provide plenty of shade.
Yeah.
And there's also a ton of trees where, you know, during the day you might need to go rest. Bring your blanket out there, drop it down, take a little nap.
Listen
for an
to
hour,
the music.
Listen to music, then get back up and enjoy the festivities again. So it's kind of do whatever you want as long as it's respectful to others.
Right. Yeah. That's it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How exciting.
For sure. Are you ready, Treat?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay,
so this
three.
Is dessert.
I would dessert, yes.
You know
drum
how
roll,
they have these things. And you can pack it in your picnic basket real easy.
Your
put it in
a basket?
Picnic basket. Put it in a mason jar and then have all your toppings separate and so people can put on whatever they want. So this is the concept. So it's instant pudding. I went all out.
Nice.
And I put a dollop or two of your pie filling.
Ooh.
And I swirled it instead of mix,
okay.
A little swirl. It's a little classy. And then the toppings are, let me get the pan.
Oh. Wow. Oh, I got to get
So you can put
that.
Whatever you want. I have graham crackers. I have our blueberry candy
I'm
bar.
I'm excited just for the Ready Whip.
And the Ready Whip.
Yeah.
And I also have dried chocolate-covered blueberries in there.
Yum.
Has Ready Whip always been WIP?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Nice. I thought that was a generic version or something.
And then Marsherino cherries, so it's red, white, and blue.
Aww.
And we have fresh blueberries that are not on the tray that you're going to be adding.
Ooh.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I put it in the pudding. Oh, so there's fresh in the pudding.
Oh, so
that's why.
Oh, come.
So I'm going to be doing
going
this.
To each yep. person.
Yep.
So well, we've only got a few minutes, so
talking.
We better get to it.
Okay, start with Rob, because we know how he's eyeing. Like, look at that. It's so cute.
Hanging me out like that.
So one of the things, I guess, let's talk a little bit about
candy. Just go ahead and drop some in there. Is
people
that
are always excited about what varieties are available for of blueberries, and I would say right now we have the Duke
cherry?
Variety available for already picked, and then the you pick is blue crop, which everybody loves. Blue crop, the big
and
plump,
so
juicy,
big.
Yeah. Yep, and they're just coming ripe now, so the picking will be really good. Starting this weekend and through the next probably 10 days will be perfect picking. And now that it's cooled down a little bit, the rain came at the right times. Plus, we irrigate anyway, so the size is great. Oh. They're so sweet this year. It's just really, compared to last year, I'm going to say the sweetness has been kicked up a notch.
And I say thank you for the blueberries you gave me the other day, because they were fantastic.
Look at that. Oh,
blueberry.
So cute treat. Yeah, so what did
thank
you do
you.
With them?
Well, I'm going to have to freeze them, because 5 pounds will last me a long time. I gave some to Miss Laura Russell.
Thank you. They were fabulous.
And
so good.
I was going to give some to Miss Tina Goodrich, but then I forgot. So I didn't.
So we ate them.
So we ate them, yes. So, they were fantastic. But we do only have a minute left, so... We better try it and have Treat talk about it for a second.
Super easy. Super easy. And you could do it the night before. I put the graham crackers. I just cut them in pieces and put them on the top. So you can use that as a
graham
scoop.
Cracker.
You don't have a graham cracker?
I didn't
cracker?
Get a graham cracker in mine. That just wouldn't be right without one.
There you go.
Oh, look at that. Thank you.
And just as cute, you could put them, you can bring them to the party in the sealed mason jar, already filled, except with the Cool Whip and the graham crackers, and that would be good, yeah.
What a great idea.
And almonds?
And I did have almonds, if you'd like those.
Wow.
You know, it's things healthy that you do like, you know, and the candy, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
into that yet? Oh.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You can't quit eating that stuff.
No.
I'm sorry, I can't.
No.
I can't have
can't
it.
Even start.
But I'm going to have to for at least a second here, because we've got to go.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it went so quick.
It did.
If I say you outdid yourself again.
the grand finale of fireworks.
The grand finale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blueberry fireworks.
Up with chocolate.
We'll go out with a bang.
Pudding, blueberries, and Ready Whip. Oh my God.
Yeah, anybody should go visit the stores.
Yeah,
both of them.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have things I can't even explain and use.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time.
Especially that blueberry waffle ice cream mix. Oh my gosh.
You're killing me over there. 1-877-654-2400. TheBlueberryStore.com. It's where you can get these recipes and find out all these great things we're doing. But we got to go. We'll have Dr. Max Masters coming up on the phone. This is Rob Bird's Moondog Show, The Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by The Blueberry Store.